Hello, my name is James Halliday, Warm Springs Tribal member. My family, my mom is Jeannie Thomas, and my dad's from Canada. And my mom, her mom was June Corville, and her dad was Francis Thomas. And so my grandpa always told us we were Dog River Band Wascos. And so... anyways, my great-grandpa was Winnie Coon, and my grandpa, Frenchie, he was born in Whitefish on the river on the Washington side. And then my great-grandpa was Dan Tias, and his wife was Elizabeth Tias. And so we're Wascos from way back, and, you know, my kids, they're Wascos, too. They're, you know, so I got four kids and three grandkids right now. My background, I was born in Seattle, grew up in Yakima, and moved here to Warm Springs in 1992. My mom moved back here to take care of my grandpa before he passed away. And then I followed her down here and been here ever since. And I've been working for the tribe since 1992. I started at K-Twins and worked under Doug McClellan at the clothing factory. And then moved on to economic development and worked under Charles Jackson, and then went to utilities and worked under Herb Grable and Nancy Collins, and then I've been working at Voc Rehab and the planning department. I worked under planning for 8 years. 3 years as a bus driver and five years as the land services administrator under Louis Pitt and Raymond. So I've had some good mentors, you know, really good mentors that have really been a good example to me. And so, you know, I kind of follow in their footsteps. And I have my educational background. I have a Bachelor of Science degree from OSU, so I'm a beaver. So, you know, my Bachelor of Science is in social science, and that really is a good foundation for working for any Indian tribe, because they do a lot about community development and social services and sustainability. So that's a good foundation for the tribal work that I would be doing. So, you know, I draw upon these educational and experiences that I've had working for the tribe. You know, I've worked for the tribe since 1992. So I have a lot of experience working with different departments, you know, different capacities, doing different things. And so, you know, I think that I would really be a good person to represent the tribe. You know, the tribe right now is kind of a blank slate. You know, there's not a lot of economic development that's been going on recently. And, you know, the things that we have had in the past have kind of gone by the wayside. You know, Kanita closed, and but you know, we did get it partially reopened again, and the mill is gone now, and so, you know, there's a lot of room for growth, and so I'd like to see that happen, you know, over the next tribal council term, you know, see things grow a little bit more and improve employment opportunities for tribal members, you know, and so I'd like to see that happen and, you know, have some more economic opportunities out there for tribal members to take advantage of. The Warm Springs Tribe is actually one of the largest employers in Central Oregon. You know, I did a list. I looked up a list online of the employers in Central Oregon, of the top 50 employers, and I think it mentioned the Warm Springs Casino was like 10th or something like that of the employers in Central Oregon. So, and that's just the casino. That's not even including all of our other employers. So, you know, the tribe employs a lot of people, and so there's a lot of room for economic growth. So I guess for me, the priorities that I've seen that need to be addressed is unemployment, you know, the unemployment in Warm Spring. And so what are we going to do to, as a community and as a tribal council, to try to create those opportunities? Well, I know that I've heard people talking about, and I call it Indian Economics 101. And, you know, one of the problems with tribal economics is that there's no property rights. And so if you want to open a business in some place like Madras or Portland, you can go buy a piece of property, and then you can open any kind of business you want, pretty much, on that property. And then you have the opportunity to make money. And so the only time you know how much money you're going to make is if you do nothing, and that's zero. And so, you know, if you have those economic opportunities out there, then, you know, the tribal members could take advantage of those economic opportunities, but they can't really do that when there's no property rights. So we need to figure out a system for people to be able to own and operate those businesses. A person came to me once about 10 years ago, and they said, James, you know what's wrong with Warm Springs? Is there's no business pads, you know, for people to open a business. And so I always remembered that person told me that. And so, you know, I think that's an important thing for us to work on, is how are we going to get people places to open a business, and that'd be, you know, any type of business. And so that's another thing about Warm Springs and Indian economics, is that, you know, there's not the exact same economic opportunities on the reservation that you're going to find off the reservation. So, you know, if a person goes and becomes a doctor, you know, they can move back to Portland or another, you know, Salem, someplace like that, and they can open their own practice and become a doctor. But that economic opportunity is not really here, because the IHS handles everything. So unless you want to go to work for the IHS, then you'd have to work for some hospital or something like that off the reservation. And it kind of goes to the same of the, you know, so there's other economic opportunities that aren't really available here on the reservation. But there is still some, you know. I mean, you know, you still have the other opportunities that people could take advantage of. So